Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante, and welcoming into the house, Mr. Ross Tucker. How you doing today, Ross?
I am doing fantastic. Always, Jim, great to talk with you. Let's talk some Penn State football.
Let's get right to it. Ross, you know, the world of college football has really changed with the advent of the transfer portal. In my mind, it's now like pro sports with free agency. You got to identify your holes and fill them. And this is the way to go about that. Do you agree with that analogy, first of all?
Yes, 1,000%. And it feels as if there's no question schools are and will continue to beef up their transfer portal departments. It has made the personnel departments even more significant because of the sheer volume of kids that are in the transfer portal. You have to have people dedicated to it. I know as of a couple years ago, there was a coach at a Power 5 school that would reach out to me anytime it was a Pennsylvania kid in the portal to ask me what I remembered about him from high school. You know, because that was his job, was to skewer the portal. And as soon as the guy hit the portal, he would reach out to me. I wouldn't even know they were in the portal. But, you know, they would get the email or they would be on the portal and he'd say, what do you know about this kid? What do you know about that kid? And I'd say, well, not much, or I know this, or whatever. So at any rate, I think it's a big deal. It's only going to be becoming bigger. I think, did we talk about this here, Jim? Just the trickle-down effect that it's having on the lower levels as well. I mean, first of all, if you watch like Alabama this year, their running back, Brian Robinson, was good, but they didn't really have a running back with like real speed, you know? They didn't really have a guy that could take the top off the defense like Georgia had with the Cook kid. So you know what Alabama did? They've got this kid from Georgia Tech transferring in who's like lightning. You know, it's now to the point where you have something you don't, like, I would love to know the timing of Georgia Tech kid going in the portal and going to Alabama. Like, did he just elect to go in the portal, Alabama saw him, reached out, and he's going there? Or did somehow he find out that Alabama would be interested and likes him and has a need for him? That's sort of the thing I'm looking at. The real issue, though, is like a lot of Group of Five schools, Jim, they would rather, and I don't know if we've talked about this, they would rather get a transfer portal kid than a high school kid now, unless the high school kid's a no-brainer. Two reasons for that. You know, if you're a, let's just say you're a MAC school. If you offer a kid at a high school and he comes to the MAC, you know, that means that he's not like a blue chip recruit, right? So there are some questions about whether he will physically be able to play at a high level for you. Whereas if you take a Power 5 transfer, there was no question about his physical ability. That's why he got the offer to Penn State or Michigan or wherever in the first place. So the physical ability's there, and either he didn't develop, they couldn't develop him, or maybe there were just several really other really good players that were preventing him from playing. Here's the other thing, Jim. You only get the transfer without sitting out a year once. So I've had multiple people tell me that if a kid transfers to you, he kind of fired his bullet, right? Like he kind of did what he could do. He's got to make it work at the next place. He's got to make it work because he doesn't want to have to sit out a year. He doesn't have to transfer again. So you get, and it's crazy to say, you almost have more loyalty and more commitment from a kid you get via the transfer portal than a kid you get from high school who, because of the new, you know, one freebie rule, is essentially a perpetual free agent. And you almost feel like you got to be recruiting him all the time. I mean, it's just, it really is wild. And I don't even know if I answered your question, but I just went on like an all-time rant there. But hey, you asked, Jim, you asked.
I did ask the original question, which I, fortunately I have it in my notes so I can remember. It's like, is it like free agency? And I think the short answer is yes, it is like free agency in professional sports. But you bring up some good points, Ross. It's almost like now there's a certain strategy or different strategies that teams could have. Perhaps there's a position, and I'll use offensive line as an example. Is that one where you want a player to – where out of high school, you don't know what you have, where maybe if you get them through a transfer portal, you're getting a kid that's already been trained, physically developed. We've always talked about how tough it is for a high school kid to jump right in and play offensive line out of high school. Are you better off bringing in someone from the transfer portal? And I'll use that to segue to Penn State and their issues at offensive line.
And the answer is yes. It's such a developmental position. There's so much to be said for just the amount of time that you actually work on improving, as well as physical maturity, that you'd much rather get a transfer portal kid that has a year or two, maybe 3 years of eligibility, as opposed to a high school kid. A lot of them just don't develop. And I think we probably touched on this before, but especially if the guy has played at the college level. Junior college would be best. If they've already played the FBS level, that'd be best. FCS next best, like Eric Wilson. And then, you know, JUCO is probably third best. But in any of those instances, you're getting a lot more information. So what we all want to do or should be seeking, Jim, in our lives is as much information as possible before we make important decisions, because that should lead to a higher percentage chance that we make a good decision, that we have a good outcome. Well, when you actually see them play in college, that is so much more information than when you see them play in high school. So much more. You can see how their skills have developed. You can see how they physically developed. I'll give you an example, okay? There's a kid from my high school. His name's Javen Williams, and I've been helping him with his recruiting. He's a four-star kid from Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, outside of Reading. He's committed to play in the U.S. Army Bowl. I don't know at this point. He probably has 30 offers from Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, Pitt, a bunch of SEC schools, whatever. He's got a lot of offers. Wyomissing runs the wing T. So his video is awesome because he's big, athletic. He can really run. And his whole video, Jim, is him just pulling and just killing kids, right? Which is awesome. But you don't see a lot of the type of blocks that he'll do in college with the zone blocking, and you see very little pass protection. So you have to acknowledge or understand that there's some risk there, or at least some development that's going to be needed. It would be shocking if a guy like that was able to come in as a freshman just because he hasn't done a whole lot of pass blocking. Now, I have him working on that, and he will get better at that because I'm trying to help him out. But offensive line is especially a position. Really, I would say the closer you get to the football, probably. O-line, D-line, linebackers, quarterback. It's like the closer you get to the ball, the more important, I think, experience is and maturity. Whereas I think you can probably get away with, you know, it's easier to play as a younger player at running back, receiver, corner, safety even. And I think 7-on-7 has a lot to do with that. And the fact that physical maturity is not as important and the skills are more translatable between high school and college the further away you get from the football. You know, running routes is running routes, covering guys. Now, there's nuances and you can improve it, but still, for the most part, there's a lot of similarities.
All right, Ross, since you are advising him, he has a Penn State offer, Penn State wants him, we know who to blame in case he doesn't go to Penn State.
I knew you were going to say something like that. I knew it.
All right, let's move forward now. Let's talk Penn State. You're in charge of Penn State. Where do you see the obvious holes on this team where you're definitely going to be transfer portal shopping?
So O-line and D-line are the ones that jump out, Jim, to me. But what's interesting there is if you look, Penn State has really offered a lot of – they've got a lot of scholarship kids that they've gotten over the years at those positions. You know, you think about on defensive line, Ellies and Smith Vilbert, Vanover, Mulba, Zariah Fisher. They really invested a lot at those spots. You know, on the offensive line, you know, they've got Wormley, and we saw Fashanu in the bowl game. So Christ, you know, they've done a nice job of making sure they have numbers at those spots, and it's really up to them to tell us how they feel about those guys. And my guess is because they're inexperienced, they'll probably try to get at least one guy in the portal at both those spots, O-line, D-line. That's the other thing, too, that needs to be said, Jim. Some of these schools recruit and offer kids in the portal for depth or as backups, and these kids don't realize it. They think they're going there to start.
And that's just always part of the college football game, even for high school recruits. You know, coaches are telling them off and what they want to hear as opposed to what the truth is. All right, Ross, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three, we take your questions and we ask Ross.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.